Hi, Jared. This is Tammy Brower. I'm the executive director for Mighty Peace Tourism.
Just tell me about the event that's going on.
Okay, we have created this geocache experience. The project was created to increase visitation and knowledge of our beautiful area of Northwest Alberta. And we have included information and interesting facts in the description of each geocache that informs the finders about the Peace Region's communities, activities, sites of interest, and history.
That's awesome. And for people who maybe don't know, like, what is geocaching?
So we have joined forces with the geocaching community to develop this experience. A great description that can be found on their website is geocaching is the world's largest treasure hunting game. So today there are more than 3 million geocaches in over 190 countries. So Mighty Peace Tourism has hidden a bunch of new geocaches throughout our region for people to enjoy. So players can find each Mighty Peace geocache's location and information on the Mighty Peace Tourism website as well as on the geocache app. Once someone has found a cache, they can log their name, and there's a little card inside with a QR code, which you can scan, and you follow the steps to enter our contest and win an instant prize or a weekly prize or the grand prize.
It's all around our region, but from what areas to what areas are kind of covered in this?
So we have placed these geocaches throughout our region in 13 of our member municipalities. These include Clear Hills County, the village of Hinds Creek, Nampa, Drewville, the towns of Fairview, Grimshaw, Peace River, McLennan, and Solaire, the MDs of Fairview and Peace, as well as Northern Sunrise County and the County of Northern Lights.
That's awesome. And what time does this go till?
Oh, June 12th is the date. And I have to mention to you, this event was sponsored by Manzer Environmental in Peace River. As a nonprofit organization, we wouldn't have been able to do this project without the amazing generosity from local businesses such as Manzer.
The response so far has been very positive?
Yeah, it's been very positive. We've had the geocache app tells you how many finds that your geocaches have had, and so far we've had over 110 finds.
Wow.
And it just started in December. So even in the cold, wintry weather, there's a lot of activity going on. There's three ways to participate in this event. There's the geocaching experience where people are going out and finding the cache, scanning the QR code, entering to win the prizes. And then there's also the photo contest portion. We're asking people to share their experience on social media for a chance to win the grand prize. All you need to do is take a picture of your experience, share it on social media using the hashtags MightyPeace60 and MightyPeace, and include at MightyPeaceTourism. And then there's the regional facts and stories portion, where you can go on the website and learn about the regional stories and fun facts. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention too, the whole reason that we were doing this is because it's Mighty Peace Tourism's 60th anniversary. So we've placed 60 geocaches. So part of that is we've gotten some pictures from 1963 of some of the iconic spots, say Dunvegan Bridge, some of the more iconic spots throughout the region from 1963. So you can also go in on our website, which is www.mightypeace.com, and check out some of those photos.
Do you got any tips and tricks for people who might be on the hunt?
Well, don't give up. If you can't find it, keep trying. Some of them are pretty tricky. We've got a big area and lots of really cool spots to hide these geocaches.
If you just want to summarize one more time how people can get involved and where they can go to participate.
You can use a geocaching app, or you can go to the Mighty Peace Tourism website to the geocaching page to find all the information about where you can find these geocaches and how to enter the contest and hopefully win a prize, maybe even the grand prize. Through collaborations like this project with our communities, operators, and organizations, tourism continues to grow and has become an important economic driver in Northern Alberta.